This is Annette. Annette with us from Portland, Oregon.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a Muslim here in Portland. I'm part of a Shiite community, and we had a wonderful interfaith dialogue last weekend with a local Unitarian church. And I'd like to ask you, please, to speak about concrete experiences you've had as far as interfaith dialogue goes. And also, I'd like to ask you, do you feel that only Christians can hope to enter heaven?
Very great question. When it comes to interfaith experiences, I'm currently serving by the appointment of former President Bush and President Clinton as co-chair of an interfaith advisory committee to help people get back up on their feet. And we do have on the board Muslims, Catholics, a Jewish rabbi, Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostals across the board. And we're working together very effectively because we all care about common goals. We have our distinct theologies and our own ideologies, but there are common grounds that we can work together very effectively in many, many cases. When it comes to heaven, I try to leave that up to God. I certainly believe that Christianity is right, but when it comes down to the final test, who goes and who doesn't go, Jesus said, other sheep have I who are not of this fold, them also must I bring. I let him identify who those sheep are, and I stay out of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for that. Bishop, you don't stay out of that conversation necessarily when homosexuals are the issue.
What makes you say that?
Well, I've read that you consider homosexuality a sin, so if you're practicing homosexual, you're not going to heaven.
You know, I don't know anybody of any faith who can say that they have no sin in their lives. I mean, whether it's homosexuality or lying on the income tax or speaking rudely to somebody at a window, what we call sin may differ from person to person, but who amongst us can say that they have no sin? Jesus said that, and he said, he that's without fault among you, let him cast the first stone. I'm certainly not casting any particular stones at any particular group of people. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the question was about hell. And when it comes down to hell, that's an issue that I believe in a way of salvation. I believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that no man comes unto the Father save he come by him. But I'm not so dogmatic in my views that I'm willing to condemn anybody and send them to hell. I'll leave that up to